Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, it says this. Hear this. Put on the whole armor of God. That's cool. But Ephesians 6:13 says this. Take up the whole armor of God. So I think God's trying to get our attention that whatever way you look at it, you either got to put it on or you got to take it up. You got to make it a part of who you are in this battle of life as we move forward. And I just don't want to be battle-minded. I believe that the ultimately and even daily that Christ gives us the victory time and time and time again. As we've been looking at spiritual warfare, we've talked about that you are the soldier. You have the Spirit of God within your life. You have the eye of the soldier. You have the ability to do battle in life and win spiritually. But also we've been speaking about that as you take up the whole armor of God, that you have your waist girded with truth, that you have a belt of truth. And it's symbolic of having truth in the inward parts of your life. Let me ask you a question. Who likes to be lied to? Oh, everybody does. No, we don't like it. So it's not about kind of lying to, it's about living the truth. Because if you've got truth in your inward parts, it doesn't mean you won't make a mistake, but you'll be willing to admit the mistake because you are a person that has truth on the inside. And even the Bible says, David says, that God desires truth in the inward parts. Be honest with God. Be honest with the people in your life that you need to be honest with. Built of truth. Then it says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. And that protects our vital organs, and righteousness is God's goodness within our life. And I want to say tonight, it's not so much how good you are, it's about how good God is. And he's given you his righteousness, he's taken your sin away, he's put his life within you, and now that you are declared sons and daughters of the living God. Your feet shod with peace. As you look behind in your life, what do you leave a trail on? Is it a trail of peace or is it a trail of confusion and agitation? Wherever you tread, God says, we want you to be a peacemaker. You might say you're not there, but I tell you, it gives you something that you can put on in your life. It puts something in your life where you can say, from now on, I'm going to endeavor by the Spirit of God, not just to be a peace lover. I love peace, but it takes the character of God to be a peacemaker. And then we spoke about the shield of faith. They're all symbolic. It's not faith in the shield, it's faith in God. It's not truth in your belt, it's truth in the one who is all truth. It's not kind of faith in our breastplate, it's faith in the one who has given us righteousness. Tonight we're going to look at Ephesians 6:17, and it says, take the helmet of salvation. Now tonight we gave an altar call for those who want to accept the Lord, and a number of people, they took salvation. So Jesus Christ is now in your life. There's been people that have been Christian for a week, 2 weeks, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. So if you've been a Christian for a long time, why does the Word of God say, take the helmet of salvation? Aren't I always saved? It's a fair question. So what does he mean? Do we just keep taking salvation all the time? But here he says, take the helmet of salvation. And I was doing a bit of a think. I just got to think, what does this mean? And then it dawned upon me. What do you wear a helmet for? Protection. We've got to protect the great gift that God's placed within our life. And he's given a symbolic act here, and a symbol of, you know, what we can do within our life is that we've got to protect the great deposit that God has within our life and outwork it through every fiber of our beings. It's interesting to note that the Greek word for salvation, listen, it means preservation, wholeness, health, and prosperity. Many times we think that salvation is all just about forgiving of your sins. That is true, but it's just the start of it. We've got to protect what God's given to us and see it work in every part of our life. That's why it says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Let's work it out. All that God's downloaded within our life, let's work it out in our daily life and experience. There is one person who said, and it could be in the Bible, and it sounds true anyway, and it says that you are saved, and you will be saved. So there was a time when you accepted Christ into your life, but it's ongoing. Salvation is outworking itself within your life in the realms of the preservation of your salvation, the wholeness of your salvation, the health of your salvation, and the prosperity. So it's talking about the health and the prosperity of your life as a Christian. And I'm going to go to a couple of scriptures. First one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 10. What a great looking church. Even on people looking at us on social media, you're pretty good looking too. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8, look at this. But let us be of the day and be sober. When do people usually get drunk? Come on, help me. Let's pretend it's at night time. If you get drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning, you have got a huge problem. Well, if you get drunk at night, you've probably got a huge problem. So he's saying here, let us who are of the day be sober. So be alert. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Now get this, the helmet, the hope of salvation. So faith, love, and the helmet of hope for salvation. Let's look at kind of hope. Because I think hope should always be a positive thing within our life. I think sometimes we use the word hope too glibly. I hope Aussie wins the cricket. We hope that the Bulldogs can win a game. We hope that the Raiders can win a game. We hope that the West Tigers. It's not good news today, you know that, I think. Or I hope it doesn't rain. Isn't it interesting that our word hope, we always put an angle of unsureness. I hope I don't get caught speeding. Or I hope when I'm doing the offering talk, I don't mess it up. Or I hope if I'm doing the baptisms, I don't drown anybody. And we kind of put the angle of unsureness when we use, many times we use the word hope. But as we look in the Word of God, and I think it's good for us to be attuned and adjust our thinking and our way that we use hope, I believe that hope is the expectation of good. Expect good. That's what hope is. Let me ask you a question. Do you know really what's going to happen this week? Yeah, I'm going to go up, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to school, go to university and, you know, I'm going to have breakfast and all those kind of things. And yeah, that is truth. Things will happen. But we don't know everything that's going to come from left field or what's going to happen within our life this week. But we need to know something, that God is good and that God has good things in store for his people. That I've got hope, that not only am I saved today, but I know I have faith and a living hope within our life that he is able to keep me. He's able to keep what I have committed to him. He's able to hold me in his hand, and that no matter what comes against me, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Stress, depression, politics, wages, no wages, nothing can separate me from the love of God which I have in Christ Jesus. Now understand that the devil has another ulterior plan, and he has another motive of messing your week up. That's why it's good for us, as we get up every day, we commit our life to the Lord and say, God, lead me and direct me today. Lead me in the good paths that you have for me. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for your sake. So the devil may mean everything for good, but I'm kept by the power of God. And even if something the enemy means for bad and for destruction, listen, God turns everything out for good to those who love God and to those who are fitting in the plan of God for their life. I don't mind where you're at today, where stuff happens, but if you can just love God and turn it over to God, he will eventually turn that out for good. Why? Because our God is good, and our expectation, you know, the word of God says, I think it was even David, who says, I would have fainted unless I believed I'd see the goodness of God in the land of the living. My expectation shall not be cut off. The Bible says we are to wear the helmet to protect our mind and guard our thoughts. So if all is good within your life today, you've got the hope of salvation, hey, keep working, moving forward in that hope that this is not a something that is too good to last. This is so good, it's going to last forever. Or if things are not going well within your life, have that hope of salvation upon your life, that God is with me and my life is going to spiral and develop into something magnificent that's going to be satisfaction, bring satisfaction to me and glory to God. So if you're in trouble right now, whatever the trouble is, put on the helmet of hope. It's interesting, it doesn't say put on the helmet of faith. Because faith is always now. Now faith is. When God drops a word of faith into your heart, you just know it's going to be okay. It may not be okay straight away, but you just know in your heart that God's got it covered and it's going to work out somehow. Many times in my life, I've been faced with impossibilities. How are you going to work this out? Then on God just supernaturally drops faith within your heart, and you just think, man, it's going to be okay. And that faith always accompanies peace. Peace comes with faith. So it's not a helmet of faith. That is a shield that God's given to us, but it's a helmet of hope, and it's for our future. Hope is always for the future. What are you believing for? For the future. What are you believing for your salvation for the future? Is it going to affect every part of your life, physically, emotionally, financially? Because I believe that God's plan for your life is not only salvation from sin, but a salvation unto blessing, a salvation unto your marriage and your relationships and your finance and your walk with God to come up to a whole new level. It's a hope that we look forward to. So if it's tough today, face the facts with hope. Financially, and just make adjustments. Maybe do something with your credit cards. Maybe grow some veggies. Maybe honor God. If it's relationally, if it's health, If it's a career, come on, let's allow faith to be birthed within our heart, and let's accompany with hope, because hope will sustain us. A life without hope will end in depression and ultimately death. We see within our country there's a lot of depression, and I haven't got all the answers of why that happens. But let's give ourselves a fair chance of moving forward when we put on the hope as a helmet to protect our mind and to protect our lives. Let me just put a helmet on screen that Paul would have been thinking about when he was speaking about the armor of God. I could just imagine each one of you guys wearing that. I have no clue, got a clue what the ribbon is or on the top, but you look at that helmet, you just think, man, that is a weapon of kind of defense for your life. That will protect you. It's got the helmet, it's got the back where it protects the back of your neck, got the side straps as well. And let me just read to you just a few things here. Protection for the head was essential to the Roman soldiers as he was involved in close combat. Thus, he wore an iron reinforced helmet. Your helmet that you're wearing is not a party hat. It's not made of paper. It's made of something steel. It's made of substance. It's a hope. And the Word of God even speaks about hope. It's an anchor within your soul. It keeps you steadfast. It's strong. And then we see in that picture that some had additional bronze pieces to protect their ears. But what I found more interesting is this. The helmet was polished with grease or thick oil as to make the metal slick or slippery that caused the blows of swords, war clubs, or battle axes to be deflected upon impact. Isn't it interesting that in the Bible that God says in Psalms 23 that he anoints our head with oil? I believe there's a protection upon your mind and upon your salvation and outworking your salvation if you'll just realize it. Put on the armor of God. Take up the armor of God within your life.
Thank you for listening to part one of this message.